Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. As we had 8 of our 10 games on Tuesday night canceled across UC Sports Nation due to the snowfall in the Upper Cumberland. Let's hear what the Lady Cavaliers head coach Jamie Gillies has to say about their early season schedule.
Everybody we've played is you know, been a test at some point in the game. We've had some really tough competition, and I do think that it will help us moving forward and trying to figure out who we are as a team. You know, we're pretty young and trying to work on things and playing these good kids every night will only help us. I agree.
Saturday night against Cleveland, it wound up being just a really defensive battle. The game was in the 40s. It never got more than a 3-possession game. It was really just a nip-and-tuck game the whole night.
Cleveland is they're a very good team. I was talking to Coach Williams before the game, and we're very similar, actually, in our personnel and how we coach and how we do things. So it's kind of funny watching film of him. It was kind of like watching our team, and he agreed. He had a starter out. You know, we're still playing without Julie Dunaway, so that factors in, you know, the games like that, and we just struggled to get the ball in the basket and get any kind of offensive rhythm. You know, defensively, I think we did a good job for the most part. We just couldn't put it in the basket when we needed to.
How are you able to kind of build some of that depth with her not being there to help you when she gets back?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is the deepest team I have ever coached. I've got 12 on varsity right now. With Julie being out, she makes 13, and then I've got another junior that's out with a broken hand in Laren Sissom, and she'll be eligible after the first of the year. So of that 12, though, that can play, you know, they can all play and they can all contribute, and it's just me trying to find the best combination of 5 that can get out there and, you know, get some momentum going together and learning how they play together. And so, you know, I do have kids stepping up, but I'm playing 10, 12 almost every night and just trying to figure out the best combination of all those kids is, you know, a challenge for me right now. And it's funny because when I tell other coaches that, they're like, well, that's a good problem to have. And I said, yeah, it is a good problem, but it's a problem. So,
being on the verge of clicking and having a young team, it seems like I get your box scores, you know, every night after the games. It seems like there's a new name who pops up every game that's had a big game. And Casey Gallagher had a big game last night in the fourth quarter, and she's just a freshman.
Yeah, she Cassie had a great summer for us. I've got, you know, her and Jordan Gillis is a freshman, and then I've got Mary Grace Bundrant, who all 3 of those freshmen are on varsity, and they are all very talented young players. And they all got a lot of minutes this summer, and Cassie and Mary Grace have been playing in JV and just really, really doing well. And Cassie's a great shooter, so when she comes in and makes her first one, I feel like it's going to be a good night for her. So she stepped in Saturday night and made some big-time shots and some big-time free throws late in the game where you wouldn't have thought she was a freshman. But it's very exciting, you know, looking at these young players and seeing the future of our program.
Sometimes you get players in high school that, you know, they see they're going to be on JV and they kind of get in a little rut. They don't maybe progress as much as you would like them. That's not happened here in this case with a lot of your young players.
No, and that's something that when I came, when I took over at Cookeville High School, that was something that we really, you know, as a coaching staff, we really wanted to show the importance of, you know, we are a very large school, and, you know, in a school of 2,500 kids, you know, you're going to have 20 kids that can play basketball on your high school team. And so just kids understanding that JV is not a punishment. It's not anything to look down on. It's just a way for those younger kids and those kids who are still learning our offense and learning how we play to get in and get 15, 18 games in where they get tons of playing time, where they're not just sitting on the end of a bench and only getting to practice. So it's huge for our program, and that's one of, I think, the the benefits of playing at a big school, because, you know, just because you're not starting on varsity or getting minutes in varsity, you're still getting a ton of playing time through games, you know, that are officiated by TSSOA officials, that are, you know, other teams, JVs. And so we take it very serious, and we take a lot of pride in our wins. And, you know, we go out there and try to win every JV game and really help those kids to move forward. And I'm super proud of our JV program.
The Livingston Academy Wildcats sit at 2-5 early this season. However, 4 of those 5 losses have come by less than 10 points. Let's see what Coach Leslie Riddle thinks it will take to win some of those close games.
Well, I think this group, you know, they haven't won a lot of games, honestly, in their careers here. So I think, honestly, they're just going to have to learn how to win. We've been setting up a lot of scenarios in practice where you're in a certain situation in the fourth quarter and having to play it out. So we're trying to, you know, kind of play act it during practice. But I think it's going to take one of those to go our way. And then we'll actually believe we can.
They've actually got to do it in a game for it to make sense and them to have that belief and confidence that they can do it.
I sincerely believe that. You know, it's just going to take one of those. And then we talked about how good it's going to feel when that actually happens, when we do get that big win and actually hold on to that lead.
You'd rather take those tough losses now than have to learn those hard lessons later in the year in district play in the tournament when it really counts.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've all seen those teams that go through a season and they're undefeated and, you know, really haven't been challenged, and then they get down to the end and don't know how to handle, you know, that kind of success, so they end up choking it off at the end. So if we're going to lose a bunch and lose them, you know, the heartbreakers, I'd rather do them now and learn from it. But I'm kind of ready for that to stop, honestly. and my psyche needs to win one too, so.
With basketball playing 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 games a week, have you had a chance to look forward as a coach at all to Warren County and Smith County later on in the week, some of your later opponents?
Well, we've managed to do some scouting on them. We kind of try to really focus on the one that's coming up next, but you have to go ahead and look at some film or go to a game and learn as you can, because you sometimes don't have time in between. You've got to catch them when you can. So we've looked at film on all 3 teams that we play this week, but we, you know, we'll really hone in on the specific ones when it comes to their turn for us to play them.
In segment 2 of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we will hear from coaches from Pickett County and Monterey who had their game against each other canceled on Tuesday night. To start off segment 2 of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we hear from Brent Smith and the undefeated Lady Bobcats.
Well, just a combination of things. You know, like I said early coming in, I think, you know, our defensive style and our style kind of wears on people. I think, obviously we haven't played great yet, but I think we've played some teams that have challenged us. And, you know, we've obviously come out on top. But I think, you know, when you expect to win, you know, you've won several years. You know, all these kids are used to winning, and they just expect to win. And we've just found ways to win right now.
Is that something where you have that week off that maybe there's just a little rust from not playing and just being in the gym?
Well, absolutely. You know, the things about it is we shot the ball pretty well on Saturday, but just didn't, you know, we're just rusty. I guess the word is rusty. I don't know. Just wasn't, you know, the flow of the game. We never seemed like we ever got in the flow of the game. And we scored 81 points, but still didn't think we particularly played well. We turned the ball over a few times. It just unforced errors and things of that nature. I think, you know, you're still early in the season. We're 6 games in, and we have a week off, and you're kind of used to, you know, a couple of days practice, preparation, and go. And then last week was kind of just there's nothing more fun than playing, you know, and practice isn't always fun. So I think we kind of looked that way, kind of looked lethargic, I guess.
This coming Friday, there's a huge matchup with you and Clark Range. Both of y'all playing really good basketball right now.
Looking into that game, you always see that, you know, you're going to have to play your best basketball. And, you know, one good thing we have, you know, the first one's here at home. And but now they've got they're really good. I mean, especially their guard play is really good. And, you know, we're going to have to – and we've just not played at, you know, at just – we've not had any balance across the board that I could say that we've really looked good at. And but they have. You know, they've got they're gonna get consistently out of their guards. They're gonna score and they're gonna handle the basketball. And we like to press them up down the floor, and you can't always do that against them. So you know, it'll be a kind of a conflict. You know, that they like to run it down the floor, we like to run it down the floor. So, you know, we'll kind of see how it goes. And again, you know, everybody, you want to win at my home, especially. And you know, this one matters a lot. And like I said, tomorrow night matters. But two really good games. Two really, you know, the thing about it is, like I said, district play. And you want to start out right. And, you know, the thing about it is, they Clark Rangers used to winning. We're used to winning. So it'll be an interesting deal. I know they've only got one loss, but they've got one loss to a really good team, and Macon County probably picked to win the AA. And so, you know, it'll be a challenge. But I also think Tuesday night will as well.
Coach, how encouraging is it for you to go out Saturday and put up 81 points and still not think you played well? That means you have a lot of room for improvement.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and the thing about it is our bench has really been – we've had, you know, some people come off the bench and really played well and gave us some lifts, you know, and we've done that pretty well in the six games. And I can't say that our starters have really played, you know, to their ability yet, you know, and that's the thing. Things that frustrate you, I think we just got to cut out some things that we're doing. I mean, just, you know, I think our rebound has not been where it needs to be. We've turned the ball over some silly times that uncharacteristically that, you know, that you can't do against good teams. And we played a good team on Whitwell the other night, but now we're just kind of, we're at home again. That means a lot, but, you know, we're just, I think it's our best basketball is in front of us. Like I said, we got to clean up some things, and I think that relates back to what we said. I think we were just kind of lethargic the other night. And I think when you do that, you don't necessarily you don't play hard, and you don't look like you play hard anyway. Let's look at it that way. But now we've got some talent, and we just got to find ways to get that talent to come out and rise to the top.
The Monterey boys basketball team lost a heartbreaker last Thursday night to White County in overtime. Coach West, how was the atmosphere in Monterey for that matchup?
It was great. Great opportunity for my guys to compete. You know, I thought we did a good job. Had a little letdown on the line late in the game, but you know, got to give hats off to them. They still have to make plays, and White County did do that down the stretch.
What are some of the lessons that you think your guys might have learned the other night?
Well, I think for us, I hope that we understand that we compete with most teams. We're not going to, you know, we'll come in and play. We have the opportunity to compete at a high level. But really for us to fix that game the other night, we have to be able to make those free throws down the stretch and be able to play in that environment, because that's the kind of environment we're going to see in a tournament run if we're fortunate.
Monterey being a 1A school, White County being a 3A school, huge difference in number of kids that go to those schools. But you went out there and took one of the better teams in the mid-state, you know, down to the wire and had a chance to really win that game.
Yeah, they feel good about, you know, where they're at, obviously with that. But my guys are competitive. They don't really – I mean, I try to tell them exactly reality, that this team is a good team and that team's a good team. But a lot of times with teams, they, you know, they get to the point where they're like, well, he's just saying that. And maybe they believe that. But I think they knew that Sparta's a good team. They have good talent. They have a high level of talent. But for my guys, we're just really just trying to compete and get better. And we don't like to lose. Nobody does.
Coach, I just want you to talk to me a little bit about the development of Silas Randolph here early on in the season.
What a good kid that has developed his game through just hard work, putting in some time, you know, in his personal development, really is what it came down to. Yeah, we can open the gym and get these kids in here, but ultimately, we kind of gave him some ideas, and he's went out there and he's worked on his balancing his moves, you know, to both sides of the court. He's worked on his perimeter shot, which we've asked him to do. Defensively, he's gotten better. He runs the floor extremely hard. Just has become a really, really good kid. And if he continues to develop at this rate, obviously not only for this season but for the future seasons for the Wildcats, he's going to be a huge asset for us. He's had a great run early in this season for us. So.
Another player I'd like to talk about is Jackson Billings. You know, we're seeing his name pop up in the score sheet quite a bit here and what he means to your team.
Well, he's in that boat of separator and leadership. You know, he's one of those kids that got time for us last year and really got, as the season went along, became a little bit better for his role. And then he put some time. He did the same thing. He's put some time in the off season. You know, he's had some training from another drill work and stuff. And it's really trying to improve the things that he knew he was weak in. And it's shown early in the year because he's been able to get some of those moves to the rim that he probably wouldn't have got last year. And he's making perimeter shots. And really, that's the biggest key for us is guys that can stand on that perimeter when the ball gets kicked out and knock down a consistent shot. And so Jackson's in that boat. We've got several guys that we feel confident with in that boat right now.
We hope you'll join us for segment 3 of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, as we check in with head coach Russell Tays and the York Institute boys. At the halfway mark of this week's High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we talk with York Institute's head coach Russell Tays and their big district win against DeKalb County last week.
Yeah, it was a big win for us on the road, getting a district win. We knew it would be a tough matchup. They got a couple big post players inside, and we got some very experienced kids back from last year on the perimeter. And I thought our guys did a good job coming in and attacking inside, going after big guys. We didn't have an exceptionally well shooting, good shooting night, but. But we've done a good job of getting to the basket and taking the ball inside. We've done a lot better job on the boards. Just proud of our guys being able to do what we need to do on the road against a good team and get a big district win.
And talking with Coach Sanders after the game the other night, he specifically pointed out how you guys crashed the boards offensively.
That's been something that we've been working on. There's been some games earlier where we did not do a very good job of crashing the boards and just being physical and being competitive on the boards. And I think that's one of the things we've been challenging our kids to be more aggressive and to get to the offensive boards and get those tough baskets that we need to get. And especially Noah Smith and Riley Cooper, Roger Meadows did a good job. They just did a good job going to the boards and getting those putbacks, getting those tough points. Like I said, we didn't have an exceptionally good shooting night, so it was very important we had to do that, and I was proud of our guys that we did.
That's got to give you some reassurance as a coach to know that when you're not hitting on all cylinders shooting the ball, that you're at least able to, like you said, crash the boards and manufacture a couple, some baskets when you need them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's part of being competitive as well. If you want to win, and you're not shooting the ball well, then you're going to have to take it and get to the paint as much as possible. You're going to have to get inside and battle and get those tough baskets. And I think our guys, like I said, did a good job that the other night. And it was a tied game at half. And I thought our guys did a good job coming out in the second half and just being aggressive and being physical inside. And like I said, the Cavs got two, very, very strong, very big post players. And I was very proud of our guys, our two post players getting there, really battling with them and doing a good job.
And I'd noticed that Roger Meadows had probably been your leading scorer throughout most of the games this year and throughout the season. And DeKalb County was able to kind of lock him up, but Nicholas Smith, Riley Cooper, and Noah Smith all stepped up on the offensive end.
Yeah, he didn't shoot it real well, I think. And we tried to, tell Roger he's probably going to draw a lot of attention defensively from other teams. And I thought he'd done a good job dispersing the ball. And he didn't shoot it real well, but, he got some key baskets going to the glass. And again, our other three guys, Noah and Nick and Riley Cooper, they really stepped up and kind of filled that gap, just like you said. They had the kind of games that we needed to have out of them. If we can kind of maintain that kind of balanced scoring among those four, I feel pretty good about our chances and with anybody we play.
At least preseason, probably the two of the best teams in the district will be showing down with you and Upperman. York and Upperman. So how does that game look? Have you been able to look at Upperman at all yet?
No, I have not. I've not had a chance to get a look at them. I've wanted to try to go get a live scout on them, but I haven't. I've talked with a lot of coaches about them. They have a deep, strong group. You know, got a lot of kids back, and they're loaded. I mean, they've got a great group and well coached, and it's. I think it's safe to say they're probably, right now odds on as the number one team in the district. So for us, it's going to be a big test for us going down to Upperman and playing them Friday night. It's going to be a big game, and it's going to be a test for us again. I think going down there competing with them and just seeing where we stack up with them. I think we've got a good team also, and got a good core group, and I think it's gonna be a good game. It'll let us know where we stack up with the team that's kind of the odds on pick to be the number one team this year.
In segment four of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we visit with Warren County head coach Chris Sullins as the Pioneers play Livingston Academy Thursday and Pickett County on Saturday. Welcome back to segment four of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. The Warren County Pioneers travel north on 111 twice in 3 days this week as they play Livingston Academy Thursday and Pickett County on Saturday in Byrdstown.
It'd probably be a lot easier if we just come back down to Cookeville and maybe just hang out at the local theater and just make a trip of it this weekend, because I've actually thought about that. We're going to be driving right back through the place we come from 24 hours, in the next 24 hours. So, but going to play two fine basketball teams up there, Livingston and Pickett. Got a rich tradition and got some kids that can flat out play. And probably if we're going to stay in Cookeville, we probably want to make sure we have a good night Thursday night, because if not, we may hit the practice floor real hard on Saturday before we get to Pickett County.
Against Livingston Academy and Matthew Sells, we've talked about him before. He's a great player, and he can get buckets in a lot of different ways. So how does that matchup look for you guys?
First time I've ever played against him was last year. We played the first home-and-home series we played with Livingston in a while, and I told our radio announcer, that's the first time we played him or we'd seen him on film. And the kid can just flat-out score the basketball. I think he's as good as anybody that there is in the Upper Cumberland. He's a young man that can drop 30 on you at any time, and if you've got a guy like that on your basketball team, you can stay in basketball games. I remember last year, I think we were at their place, and we were up 8 or 10, maybe with 2 to 3 minutes to go in a basketball game, and he just goes on one of those spurts. Before you know it, it's a 2 to 3 point game, and you're just hoping to get out of there alive so the kid can flat-out play.
But Will McDonald also is playing really well for Livingston Academy right now.
Well, it seems Will is actually playing better as the season goes on, and that's what you want all your players to do. I think he's become more comfortable on the basketball floor. He's a kid that you were going to have to contain in the paint. He's a young man that, is starting to put up some pretty impressive numbers. And anytime you have a 1-2 combination in high school basketball, you can be really, really successful. I think it'll be important that we keep, a couple of our big guys out of foul trouble where we can combat that, because when CJ and Aiden get in foul trouble, we become very small. And that's something, how the game is officiated and how we play with that type of officiating, whichever way it goes, will be very important for us going when we get into Thursday night.
And then as we look to your Saturday matchup at Pickett County, that's a really hard place to play. A very passionate fan base up there. And Coach Eminette's son, Zach, is putting up huge numbers this year.
I think there'll be a little carryover in this aspect. You're going to walk in the gym where a guy that they've got a rich heritage, where a guy can get, can drop 30 to 35 and 40, and I think he did that many times this year. I just don't understand what's really going on Highway 111. we've got the kid from Pickett County. We've got Sales, Amonette. You've got Grant Slatton right there off of that. I mean, there's some kids that can flat out score the basketball, in this area right now, which is a great thing for high school basketball. We're really concerned about that. I know Coach Mitchell from Sparta asked me if I'd ever played in Pete County, and I've done this for quite some time and never have, but he informed me that I got to see his picture when I walked in the gym. That'll be a great thing to show all our guys that the kid, the guy that coaches at Sparta, can flat out play like he tells everybody. So, but it does seem that Amonette and Sales are two guys that can lead their team going into district competition. We'll have our hands full with that.
And Coach, speaking of bouncing back and improving throughout the season, you guys bounced back after not a tough loss, but just a loss to Upperman early in the week last week with wins over Coffee County and Tullahoma. First, how did that game against Coffee County go?
Well, I thought we challenged our young men. You're exactly right, the game against Upperman, and I take full responsibility for it. I mean, you know, we were up 20-13, and we just let it get away from us. I thought our effort was not the way it needed to be, especially on their home floor. I thought myself, I probably didn't do as good a job of coaching the basketball game as I need to, and sometimes those are the type of things you got to go back and look yourself in the mirror. But what we told our guys is, you know, we got to come back the next night. We knew Coffee County is going to be a physical team. You know, they had beat White County a couple weeks before. That's a natural rivalry. That's, you know, county to county type deal. They're 15 miles down the road. We challenged our young men. We said, if we're not physical, we don't play on the defensive end. We're going to, you know, they're going to do to us what Upperman did to us. And I think we went out. I think that was a team Coffee was averaging about 66 a game, and we held them about the 50-point mark. I thought we were just locked in the first three or four possessions, and that continued through the whole basketball game. And then we really shot it well. You know, the last two games, I think we've hit 11 threes and 12 threes respectively in those two games. And we've got some kids that can flat out shoot a basketball. So, but that being said, there's going to be nights that you don't shoot it well and you've got to lock in defensively, and our kids have done that this past week.
Your second win of the week last week was against Tullahoma, and Grant King had a big game against his former school.
Grant King, very proud of him. I mean, we saw when we went down there and played them down there that Grant kind of took it a little personal. You know, a lot of those guys are his best friends. He's went to school with them all his life. You know, his dad took the head coaching job here at Warren County baseball team, and Grant, I think, was a big part of that decision, speaking with Coach King. And you could kind of tell he had a little chip on his shoulder. He wanted to show those guys that, you know, he's the type of kid that he's got a great personality about him. He's a favorable kid. Can't ask for a better teammate. But when the switch came on, he understood that those guys had the black shirts on and we had the white shirts on. He went out and he shot the ball extremely well. I think he had three or four deflections and four or five rebounds for us. So he kind of led us because we didn't really get off to a good start. I think we were down 7-0. We missed a lot of open looks. And he kind of stepped on the floor late in that first quarter and kind of propelled us to, I think we went on maybe a 12-0 or 13-2 run, something of that nature. It kind of helped us to expand the lead going into halftime. And he was probably the spark plug for that and was very happy for him doing that against his former team.
In the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we talked to head coach Lamar Rogers as he looks to break the all-time wins record in the state of Tennessee Friday night against district rival Pickett County. And just like that, the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We will listen in on Clark Range's Lamar Rogers pregame breakdown and his thoughts against Oneida, a game in which the Lady Buffaloes went on to win 64-52.
Well, they're a very experienced ball club. They've got six seniors, I think, from last year. There's a state tournament team last year. They've got all their starters back. And, you know, we handle them pretty good up here at Clark Range. Then last year, you know, we was behind at the half over there. And, you know, a couple years ago, they beat us over there. So we've got to have a good game tonight to play good. They've got good high. They've got a number 32 inside. It's a good post player. They got some drive people, and all their players shoot to three. So, and you know, East Tennessee, you know, officiating is a little bit different sometimes. We have to adjust to how they want to call a game also.
And what do you mean by that when you talk about the officiating? Is that, you know, just them letting a little more contact go, or do they call it a little tighter?
Well, it varies, really. We played all over state, and, you know, the rules are supposed to be the same statewide, but they're a little bit, every association, just a little bit different. You know, sometimes, you know, we can go East Tennessee, and it's more physical, and then they let, you know, contact, or they let a little bit of extra step, you know, dribbling-wise or walking going, and then you know, other times we've been different associations, they call it super, super close. So we've got to kind of see what the, and here again, the three-man crews are different. You know, some officials, you know, actually have certain calls that they want taken care of, you know, over other officials, and that's just kind of, you know, just the way it is. But our association has some great officials in it, and, you know, so anytime we stay in our association, they do a great job.
Coach, when you go play a team the second time, I feel like it can kind of go one or two ways. It can be a little more difficult, or your girls are more comfortable playing that team and they're able to put it on them a little more.
Well, we definitely know each other. You know, Coach West, you know, some teams will play us, you know, a year or two when they got a real good team and he won't play us anymore. Coach West over years has played this year in and year out, you know, another single A team from East Tennessee. And, you know, we're familiar with their players. And Coach West, he does a great job. He's got a daughter. It's a senior that's playing. And so he's very invested in the program. And, you know, probably, you know, they're going to make some adjustments tonight how they play us. We'll have to wait and see what that is. And we know what to do. We need to watch a couple of players a little bit closer than we did up here. So, you know, it's kind of a thing like that, though. He traditionally has played us zone over there, even though we played us man-to-man the whole game up here. So we're kind of expecting a little zone, but we'll wait and see what we run into.
Well, Coach, talking about your game Friday night against Clay County, that was a 61-51 win. I heard you talk about how good the Monday Twins were, and you really can't do them justice just talking about them. People need to go watch those girls play.
Well, absolutely. They're two of the best players in Tennessee, really. And, you know, a lot of coaches will back that up. They've got super quickness. They've got all their skills from the past shoot. And just a jewelry coach, kind of a stir the drink force up here. We've got other good players, Chloe Harris, Alexa Pierce, three-point shooter. Then we've got three good freshmen, Maddie Bush, and started some, and she's coming off the bench, an elite freshman, and then we've got Ian Crabtree and Casey Sale. So got some good mixture of experience and depth both, but everybody's game plan is, you know, trying to slow Cassie and Kaylee down, and we've got some stuff put in that, you know, we're trying to help them be successful and everything, and then they're drawing extra attention, so they better find their teammates where they can you know, do their damage against these teams also.
They are relentless on the second they step on the court. Like their motor's above 100%, and they just go and they push the pace.
Well, it is. They're wound very tight is one way of saying it. And they, you know, they don't get fatigued. They've been like that, you know, their dad, Coach Mundy, is my assistant, and he's coached them probably through the third through the eighth grade. And they've been like that ever since they was little. They just had that, their aunt, Sean Mundy, that, you know, played on our state championship teams up here 3 years in a row and then played at Tennessee Tech, got the assist record. Probably get a little bit from her. And they're just a joy to coach. And they're, you know, got, you know, some good, like I said, good experience, good leadership from all the players. And, we're just kind of waiting to see how good we can get and, you know, trying to get better every game.
Two big district games coming up this week after your game Monday night against Red Bull. I mean, against Oneida. You played Red Bull in first. What have you seen out of them?
Well, here again, our district's got a lot of players back from last year. You know, Clay County lost their two main players, but, you know, Red Bull Springs has got everybody back. They've got some Fleming sisters is playing. One of them's a junior that's very dangerous. It could start for whole teams in Upper Cumberland. They've got a lot of good dribblers, which always makes the team dangerous where they can penetrate and get stuff down. So I have to be ready to play, you know, practically every night, you know, in her district. And it's like it. Double A and Triple A. Everybody's got to be ready to play every night and make adjustments during the game and try to, you know, emphasize our strengths and try to hide some of our weaknesses.
And, Coach, later in the week, not to look too far ahead, but you do play against Pickett County. They're undefeated on the year. They're playing well, but Coach Smith up there thinks they can play a lot better. Have you been able to scout them at all or see them on tape?
Well, yes, actually went down Saturday. They played Whitwell, the team that's the other district that's going to be in our region. I wanted to see Whitwell. They're the best team in the other district. And got to see him. Coach Smith does an excellent job. He's got four starters back. And so that, we played him Friday night down there. And, you know, they've got a good home court advantage. So we have to, you know, come ready to play. Every game, you know, you want to shoot more free throws at the opponent. That always helps you out. So that's the key whenever we play. But that's been a big rivalry over the years. We've had a lot of teams that's kind of our friends, friendly rivals, and Pickett's definitely been one of them. Jackson County lately, Clay County. You know, Pickett, you know, goes way back as far as that is.
Thank you for joining us, not just this week, but each and every week on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Make sure to log on to ucsportsnation.com this week to see if Coach Lamar Rogers of Clark Range breaks the all-time wins record in the state of Tennessee, and to see how all your other favorite high school teams across UC Sports Nation are doing. UC Sports Nation, driven by East Tennessee Ford.